1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hope Hicks, longtime aide to Donald Trump, on the stand today in the hush money trial, testifying about the alleged affairs and negative stories that Trump wanted to keep secret ahead of the 2016 election.
The prosecutor's assertion is that the Access Hollywood tape and the crisis that Hope Hicks says it was the motivating factor for Trump to pay off Stormy Daniels $130,000 in hush money to make sure voters did not learn of her claim of a sexual tryst with Trump, which he does deny.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Talks reaching a critical point to reach a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. CIA Director Bill Burns reportedly in Cairo for those negotiations. This afternoon at the White House, President Biden will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 Americans in a ceremony. It's the nation's highest honor for a civilian. Among the recipients, Al Gore, Nancy Pelosi, and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. This is ABC News. Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont sympathizing with frustrated drivers this morning as demolition of an overpass damaged by yesterday's tractor-trailer collision gets underway.
I know what an incredible inconvenience this is for people, and all I can ask you to do is stay away from that area as best you can. The traffic jams are horrendous.
Officials hoping to have I-95 fully operational by Monday. The UK's ruling party taking a hit in today's local elections.
The governing Conservative Party is suffering heavy losses as the local results pour in. That's piling yet more pressure on Prime Minister Sunak ahead of a general election in which the main opposition Labour Party appears increasingly likely to return to power after 14 years.
ABC's Tom Rivers. 6 months after 18 people died in the Lewiston mass shooting, the Just-in-Time Recreational Center, one of the sites of the attacks, will once again open their doors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. There'll be no jail time for a fired Milwaukee elections official convicted of fraudulently requesting military ballots in 2022 and sending them to the home of a state lawmaker. In court on Thursday, Judge Corey Ashley told 47-year-old Kimberly Zapata that she'd made a terrible decision.
Certainly the public needs to understand that our election process is secure, that we have individuals working in those agencies who are committed to protecting the integrity of those systems, and you did violate that trust.
Zapata, the former deputy director of the Milwaukee Elections Commission, was sentenced to a year's probation and 120 hours of community service along with a $3,000 fine. An advocacy group says there's too much money spent on Wisconsin's Supreme Court elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin says the amount spent by outside groups continues to spiral upwards.
This was $57 million, by far the most expensive Supreme Court election in the history of the United States. And the next one is expected to be even more expensive than that.
Heck wants to see campaign finance reforms put back in place at the state and federal level. That includes the repeal of a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision that allows for unlimited election spending by third parties. The death of a Milwaukee four-year-old in a hit-and-run leads to a call for a special legislative session. Milwaukee State Representative Lakeisha Myers is asking Governor Tony Evers to convene the session on reckless driving following the Tuesday crash that killed Sakani Himes-Wilson and seriously injured her mother. Myers is calling for legislation for red light cameras to curb dangerous driving in Milwaukee. Her previous proposals for those have failed. Meanwhile, media reports say the suspect that ran into the girl and her mother was previously convicted of killing a 36-year-old Milwaukee man with his car in 2018 while driving with a suspended license.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some scattered rain with a high of 61. Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 68. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Equipment is subject to wear. Cedex Premium Lubricants help keep equipment protected. Learn more at Cedex.com. Jesse Allen with you here. We got a great show coming up today. We are going to talk with House Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson for Pennsylvania, get some updates on this farm bill and the framework released this week by his team and more. That is coming up here in segment two. In segment three, we're going to talk the Midwest economy, the Rural Main Street Index, and more with Ernie Goss from Creighton University. And in segment four today, we're going to talk aviation safety, especially with a lot more drones out there providing aerial application. Andrew Moore with the National Agricultural Aviation Association is going to join us here at the end of today's program. Let's kick things off, though, talk markets here on AOA. We welcome in the president of Ag Resource Company. Dan Bossi is with us here on the show today. Dan, it's good to talk with you again, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Jesse. Hope your Friday's starting out very well.
And mine is starting well. Got a cup full of coffee, and we are ready to go here as we take a look at the markets. Dan, short covering rally in grains here the last couple of sessions. Looks like it's continuing on Friday, and it sounds like a lot of this is tied to various weather concerns, really, around the world, not just the U.S., but South America, Europe, et cetera. Is that kind of how you are viewing some of this rally here in the grains the last couple of days?
We are, Jesse. We think it's domiciled overseas. But I'll tell you what is a little confusing, if you will, is the big jump in over open interest that occurred yesterday. So we in Chicago are also seeing some new money coming in here. I think the money may have left coffee, cocoa, and sugar, and maybe it's coming into the grain markets. You know, grains are the only commodities that haven't rallied yet this year, and so some of my fund clients are looking at the opportunity, and I think they're putting some money to work. Other than that, though, I will tell you it's the dryness across northern Brazil, the acute flooding. I mean, it's the worst flooding since 1941 for Rio Grande do Sul, and my clients down there are unlikely to get to the fields for another 2 or 3 weeks, and losses will probably be 20 or 30%. And then we've got this dryness, which is encompassing much of the western areas of the wheat belt in Russia. And so put it all together, and we are probably looking at a Argentinian Brazilian corn crop that's down about 12 million tons from last year, a smaller Russian wheat crop, and that's got some percolation of buying happening here in Chicago.
You mentioned South America, and I know, again, your connections down there, your clients, your team. As far as the dryness concerns in sofrita corn, I want to ask you a little bit more on that. How concerned should we be right now in terms of the hot, dry pattern that we're seeing in some of the sofrita corn areas, Dan?
Well, we're now to the point about 67% of the sofrina corn crop is either pollinating or in the, what I say, vegetative, late vegetative stages. So, you know, 3 weeks of hot, dry weather that we've been enduring already is important. If it doesn't rain and we keep with the dry season, if you will, through the month of May, you know, we'll be working with a corn crop estimate in Brazil, probably down in the 108 to 111 area. That compares to USDA's 124. So important relative to last year's 137 million metric ton crop. So U.S. export opportunities are increasing. You know, smaller Ukrainian crop, smaller Brazilian crop. And then we had that surprise cut yesterday in Argentina by the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, in which they cut the corn crop 3 million tons, about 100 million bushels, to 46.5 million tons. So all of this together is giving us a better export profile, particularly in the new crop corn.
Got a very important USDA WASDE report coming up next week, and there's been plenty of talk at the trade about the discrepancy between USDA's numbers and their view of the South American crops versus, say, CONAB or the Grains Exchange in Argentina, et cetera. Could this maybe be the report where we see USDA come down a little bit, or is USDA maybe more right with some of their estimates here for the South American crop? Dan, what do you think?
Well, I think, Jesse, they come down a little bit. I think you hit the number right when you said a little bit. This is a plotting process statistically for USDA, and the only way we know where the crop size will be is if we get to the point where crush and exports are kind of at a point that we can get some certainty around stocks. The Brazilian cash market, though, is doing quite well. I mean, a year ago, I was looking back, we were $1.90 under the U.S. Gulf for the 3rd of May. Today, we're 35 over. And so the cash market in Brazil is a different animal and telling me that maybe that CONAB number may be closer to right, but it's going to take us, I'm going to say, 4 to 6 months before USDA comes to that same conclusion.
We're talking with Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company here on AOA. Dan, on the demand side here in the U.S. as well, I noticed we got a soybean flash sale this Friday morning. That's something that's kind of become a rare occurrence, it would seem. Weekly export sales, corn, wheat shipments continue to be pretty good. Soybeans a laggard, though. And overall, you look at U.S. stocks and where they're at right now. I mean, we still, this demand picture is kind of a piece of the puzzle that isn't getting maybe talked about as much as it probably should be right now. Your thoughts on overall U.S. Grain demand?
Well, domestic demand will be record large, and so we're fine with it. And this is where that Brazilian component comes in. When can we become competitive again in the world market? So the spread between the Gulf and Paranaguay or Santos is down to about 15 to 20 cents a bushel. So to Europe, we're already seeing that we're competitive for July and August. That's why I think this morning we had a soybean sale to unknown destinations. I'm going to put a label on it and call our friends in the EU that they'll take in the beans and then draw back the soybean oil and maybe use it for renewable diesel. But, you know, it's coming together. And again, by late summer, we should have an opportunity to start seeing better soybean demand from the world and also corn demand. And that's a lot different than last year. So on my export estimates, I've been taking new crop corn exports up to about 2.3 billion bushels, so 200 million bushels above USDA. And this is where we start to get some traction in terms of domestic and export demand, helping us to get rid of these big supplies.
Well, at the top of the interview, you mentioned some of those volatile outside markets like coffee, cocoa, et cetera, gold, where maybe some money's flowing out of there. I know stocks, it's been a wild ride this week. The stock market higher on Friday here. Any notes for outside markets that could maybe be something to watch here over the next couple of days, Dan?
Well, I would probably tell you, I think the dollar is what we need to watch. You know, I'm still concerned about the U.S. increasing its debt by $1 trillion every 100 days. That's something that is going to be bearish to the U.S. dollar at some point. but it may not happen until we start to see the Fed easing. And so in our expectations, we pulled forward. We were thinking the Fed was going to ease in November. We now think there's a fair chance they'll start the first rate cut in September. And so we are seeing the U.S. economy start to weaken. And so as that weakens, I imagine that'll be negative to the dollar. Negative to the dollar would start pulling some money in the commodities.
Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company. Find them agresource.com. Dan, thanks for joining us at AOA. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. We'll talk with House Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania on the way right after this. Every Tuesday, we're sitting around the table, sponsored by CHS, where we'll be talking with folks from throughout the cooperative system. Join us as we discover what makes cooperatives unique when there are more options to do business than ever before. We'll learn how farmers and ranchers like you benefit from a system where decisions are made by the members that own it. Tune in every Tuesday for Around the Table or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Learn more at your nearest Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for details. Let's not waste any time. Happy to have join us here today on AOA, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. Chairman Thompson, welcome back to Agriculture of America. How are you, sir?
Jesse, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to, you know, to talk with you and quite frankly, to talk with all your listeners. Thanks for being a great voice for America's number one industry, agriculture.
Well, we are, thank you, and we're happy to have you here as we have plenty to talk about, especially surrounding the farm bill. I know here this week you have released the House framework here for this farm bill. You've set a target date for a markup here in just a few weeks' time. Can you just start and maybe lay out for our listeners here some of the key points you laid out with that framework here this week?
No, absolutely. I mean, the key thing is we're going to do a markup in the House Agriculture Committee on May 23rd of the Farm Bill. And, the chairman's mark is a bipartisan product, and it provides effective tools to our producers really by bolstering the safety net. It's going to strengthen nutrition programs and access opportunities. And so much more. I am so proud of all 12 titles. Jesse, I spent 7 hours on Monday starting to walk through what I would call the enhancements, the additions, the improvements to this farm bill, you know, that will absolutely make this a highly effective, and I think in many regards, a transformational farm bill. And I didn't get through everything in 7 hours. We didn't talk about the things that are just kind of standard and, you know, and don't really change. This was just the new things that came from really a tripartisan voice. Heard it from Republicans, from Democrats, and from the hardworking families within American agriculture. As we've really conducted an extensive and transparent process, soliciting feedback. You know, 85 listening sessions. 40 states, one territory, member portal, political portal, and members of both political parties. We've had some really good and some tough conversations, but mm-hmm. It's resulted in a product that will be put the farm back into the farm bill, a robust farm bill that will meet the needs and the priorities that we heard from the American farm families.
Well, and you alluded to some tough conversations there, and I do want to ask you about that. I know that there's been a lot of talk in various media about some of the partisan differences in both chambers, on Capitol Hill for that matter, on the House side and the Senate side. I know when you released your framework, your colleague, Ranking Member David Scott, had a statement out as well. There was maybe some indication of some disagreement, but I guess I want to ask you, since you were there, you're in the rooms, is the amount of maybe disagreement that's being reported, is it really true? I mean, I know it's a big uphill battle. There's a lot of tough conversations, as you mentioned. So realistically, where are things at between Republicans and Democrats here?
Well, I got to tell you, we've been working closely. I've been listening and have brought my Democratic colleagues. They're good people. They're great members of the Ag Committee to the table. And I have baked their ideas into this chairman's mark that I'll be releasing publicly in the not too distant future. Many of these ideas are obviously bipartisan. They all are contributing to help us realize our goal of supporting America's number one industry, which is agriculture. And there are some parts that have gotten, you know, politicized. There are some folks who have chosen to do that. I mean, part of it is maybe on the part of some, that I believe they want a robust farm bill from all perspectives, mm-hmm. from an agriculture farming perspective, from rural America, from nutrition. But you got to pay for it, right? I mean, nothing's free in this world, and we have to pay for it within the jurisdiction of the House within the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee. And so part of that has been some pushback, which, you know, somewhat disingenuous on the funding framework that I've made some concessions, you know, largely a matter of goodwill. Most recent proposal provides for a robust farm safety program that is fully funded. That means no Inflation Reduction Act or nutrition dollars will go towards farm safety net. And not a single dollar is going to be cut from the current SNAP beneficiaries. And I've shared my willingness to use most, if not all, the Conservation Inflation Reduction Act dollars towards Title II, which is a conservation title. So this is really going to be a popular bill for our stakeholders. Mm-hmm. You know, so the ranking member of the committee, Democrats have some decisions to make. I was really excited as I did this line by line walkthrough to see how many initiatives have we baked into this chairman's mark that came from in a bipartisan way, or quite frankly, were led by some of my led by my Democratic colleagues.
Well, I guess to kind of wrap up the farm bill side of this here real quick, as we look at the timeline, you mentioned the markups, and I know that I've heard from some of your Senate counterparts that they're hoping to kind of follow your lead on this here. Realistically, can we get this across the finish line either before the presidential election or maybe in a lame duck after the election here, Chairman Thompson?
Jesse, you know, I want to say yes. And you know what? And here's the thing. There's an urgency. Right now, we only have about $14 billion left in the Inflation Reduction Act conservation dollars. And when those monies are spent currently, you know, without, you know, my, you know, without doing a farm bill, without my proposal to roll it into the baseline, those dollars are gone forever. If we get this done, the sooner we get this done, this farm bill passed, the better, because we will be able to roll those conservation dollars. And right now, that's the balance is about $14 billion. We'll be able to roll that into the baseline. So that money will be there for conservation for perpetuity, for, well, you know, for the 2050 farm bill, the 2055 farm bill. And so I would hope maybe the secretary might even consider pumping the brakes just a little bit, you know, on just throwing this money out, you know, making the investment in conservation, and that's what it's for, so that we could actually get this farm bill done, so that we would have those monies not just for this 5-year period, but for every 5-year period farm bill after this. So that's a new urgency that I'm trying to bring to everybody's attention of why we need to be on task. So we're going to move ahead in a dutiful way. I'm looking forward to sitting down with Senator Stabenow. She's a friend of mine next week. I appreciate the fact that she's interested in getting going. I, you know, read what she put out. I know that Senator Bozeman is really interested in being at the table. We've done communications. You know, we're working with our Democratic colleagues. I would say that 90% of what we've baked into this chairman's mark, we've done it negotiating in good faith with the Democrat part of the committee. Mm-hmm. And so really continue to work in a bipartisan, transparent way. You know, there's some, sometimes it gets reported that doesn't occur, but just to, you know, show you what's really behind the screen, this has been transparent, bipartisan, from the very beginning, starting with collection of all the input and the information, and quite frankly, taking ideas. So I'm excited where we're at, and this will be, I think at the end of the day, as we get through this process, we will have a highly effective, bipartisan, and quite frankly, transformational farm bill for many respects.
Well, we appreciate the work you and your committee have been doing. As we wrap up here, we have just about a minute. I know there's a plethora of other issues out there for agriculture that we could talk about. Anything final you would want to share here for our listeners today?
Well, there's just a lot that our farmers are facing today. The one thing that we really need to do, and this farm bill does it, is we need to restore a robust trade program for agriculture products. And so my chairman's mark will be doubling what our investments there, foreign market development, market access program. Doubling is where it needs to be. That's the consensus that I've heard from the American farmer, rancher, forester, processor. And then we need to be working as a team. We need the Biden administration to, you know, pay serious attention to holding our trading partners accountable, at the same time finding new markets. And there's lots of them out there. There's lots of bellies to be filled around the world. And there's nothing better than, quite frankly, American-produced commodities.
Couldn't agree more with that. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. Chairman Thompson, thanks as always for joining us on AOA, sir. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Take care. God bless.
We'll be back with more AOA brought to you by CEDEX on the way right after this.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Milk markets were higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. June milk up 31 to 1921. July up 21 to 1926. August up 10 to 1929. September milk up 5 to 1929. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets mostly higher. Feeder cattle, though, were mostly mixed. Now, cash cattle markets were mostly higher, and that did help to support many of the live cattle contracts. Feeder cattle, though, started to hit some resistance levels, and at the end of the week, traders decided to take some profits. The nearbys were lower. Hog markets mostly lower as the trade continued to be concerned about the summer pork demand issues, and the trade even doing some positioning ahead of next Friday's WASD report. June live cattle down 12 cents to 176.67. May feeder cattle down 30 cents to 243.30. May hogs down 65 cents to 92.42. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month hitting some resistance levels. Soybeans mostly higher as some weather concerns that could delay planting here in the U.S. in some regions helping to support the markets. Wheat markets also moving mostly higher due to dry weather concerns in the Black Sea region, along with a lower dollar. New crop corn up 3 1/4 to 482 3/4. New crop beans up 13 1/4 to 1201. And May wheat up 19 1/2 to 606.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by CEDEX. Every minute matters on the farm. Bulk diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize your ROI. Learn more at your local CEDEX location or visit CEDEX.com for more information. Well, let's talk the overall Midwest economy. Take a look at the Rural Main Street Index, the Mid-American business economy as well, the manufacturing side. We're going to talk about everything here as we have a conversation with Dr. Ernie Goss from Creighton University. And Dr. Goss, Welcome back to AOA. Thanks for joining us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to be with you, Jesse, and I'm doing peachy. I grew up in Georgia, so that's the way you got to be. You grew up in Georgia.
I love it. I love it. That is a great way to be, especially here as we look at the overall economy and more. And let's start with the Rural Main Street Index as we kind of look more on the agriculture side, et cetera. And the April survey results, I know we saw the index sink below growth neutral for, I believe, the eighth straight month. Talk about the latest results from that Rural Main Street Index.
Of course, Jesse, this is a survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, and those bankers are reporting on agricultural conditions. And it wasn't good, as you said. Agricultural commodity prices not rebounding like we'd like to see. Of course, exports are a real I won't say a problem there, but not as good as we'd like to see. Growth from 2022 to 2023 down, and now 23 to 24 looking down as well. So things are not as good as we'd like to see. But on the flip side, you've seen the energy part of the agricultural sector doing pretty well. In other words, the government is putting out a lot of funds out there in terms of the IRA, supporting wind production, other industries that have a real linkage to the agricultural sector.
Well, and I think about this here, and I was looking through some of the Rural Main Street Index results, and one thing that caught my eye is you talk about, with commodity prices not rebounding the way we'd like, et cetera, farm loans look like they continue to be on the rise here. Talk about mm-hmm. that aspect of where things stand with the overall Midwest economy.
Well, it has been expanding. Farmers are borrowing more heavily. Of course, that has to do with some weaker agricultural income. At the same time, the farmers are not spending on agricultural equipment like we'd normally see. We've recorded now nine out of ten months, the farm equipment sales have declined. On the flip side, looking at farm land prices continue to have grown now for 53 straight months. So the farmers are continuing to purchase land, driving up prices, not quite at the pace we saw in previous months and years, but still growing it as well.
Overall, in terms of the ag economy in Midwest states, how concerned are you, Dr. Goss, in terms of just the overall health of the ag economy? I know at times that could be a little more insulated from the broader economy, but your thoughts are, how concerned or are you concerned with the current state of the Midwest ag economy right now?
Our current state, Jesse, is moving somewhat sideways to a bit down. Not concerned about long term, and now that's assuming we see some movement in terms of the farm bill going through Congress. Likewise, I'd like to see the presidential candidates, two chief ones, talk more about increasing trade rather than restricting trade. That's a real threat to the agricultural economy and the manufacturing economy, for that matter, moving forward. I don't like the language about talking about restricting and trade barriers and so on. Agriculture is an international industry. It needs trade, and we're not hearing that from Congress or the presidential candidates.
We are having a conversation with Dr. Ertie Goss from Creighton University, and let's move over and let's talk about the Business Conditions Index, the Mid-America Business Conditions Index. That's another survey that you helped lead and release with Creighton University. What did that survey show us here currently about the Midwest economy?
Well, that's some better news, Jesse. The overall index grew to its highest level since September of last year. Manufacturing is still not as strong as we'd like to see, but it is moving forward. Again, exports are an issue there as well as in agriculture. We're seeing some hiring, not as strong as we'd like to see. Manufacturing hiring out there, and some of that's just because of the availability of labor. Labor is still in short supply for many of the states that we surveyed. This is, of course, manufacturing in nine, what we call the Mid-American states, stretching right down the middle of the country. But it is, again, rebounding. The national number came out this week as well. It was down below growth neutral. Our number was above growth neutral, though.
Well, and thinking about this, and you mentioned the national numbers and more, and this just the overall continued inflationary environment. I know we had a Fed meeting here this past week as well. They left interest rates unchanged. But how concerned are folks in this survey about this continued elevated inflationary pressure and the seemingly that the Fed is, you know, still trying to get to that 2% target, but we're not quite there yet? Your thoughts on that?
Well, that is important. It is unfortunately going the wrong direction. Instead of moving down as we'd like to see and as the Fed would like to see, it has moved upward a bit. Now, I still think we're going to see that under control, but the Fed is going to have to hold in terms of interest rates. The markets, investors have been expecting 6 to 7 rate cuts for this year. That's never was going to happen. The Fed and most economists such as myself, I expected 3. Now I've reduced that to 2. It could come down to 1 because the economy is just, we're just seeing too much inflationary pressures. And that's true even in both surveys that we conduct. A lot of inflationary pressures, even as the economy, I won't say weakens, but it's certainly not getting stronger. The manufacturing sector is getting stronger, but the other sectors in the U.S. economy and the regional economy, not as strong as we'd like to see and moving in the wrong direction.
And the Business Conditions Index says, I know you guys break things down state by state as well. Was there any big notes in one state or another in particular, or was everything fairly equal in this month's Conditions Index?
Stronger in South Dakota and weaker in North Dakota. I mean, that was very clear in this survey. And South Dakota has been moving much more briskly than the other states. North Dakota, the downturn for the month was unexpected. And I trace that back to exports, some of the exports, and also the energy sector in North Dakota, not as strong as we've seen in previous months. But North Dakota, we've seen some pretty good growth there. And if you move down the midsection of the country, most of the states are doing okay. Moving again, we're talking about manufacturing there, but again, as you pointed to earlier, prices, we're still seeing too much inflationary pressures, and that just means the Fed's not going to be able to reduce interest rates like they thought they were going to, and it's going to mean elevated interest rates for home buyers and others out there for perhaps the rest of them. For the rest of 2024.
Well, I know folks can look at both of these surveys and the historical data, creighton.edu/economic outlook for more information. Dr. Goss, as we kind of wrap up here, just got a couple of minutes. Overall, as you continue to watch these surveys monthly and the trends, and to your point there about maybe for the rest of the year, if we crystal ball this a little bit, I mean, outside of the interest rate inflationary environment, any other major things that you would consider that folks need to really keep an eye on here and think about in terms of the overall health of the Midwest economy moving forward the rest of the year?
Well, Jesse, we've got a federal government that's spending funds hand over fist, $2.2 trillion deficit this year. So even though we've got elevated interest rates, we've got, I'll call it, fiscal dominance. In other words, the spending by the federal government is overcoming the weakness we'd normally see in the rest of the economy. And I think what we're going to see is continuing elevated interest rates, because the federal government has just got to cut back on the spending, because they are primarily responsible for the higher interest rates that we're now seeing and we're likely to continue to see. The federal government has got to get the spending back in control so we can see lower interest rates, so home buyers' mortgage rates can come down instead of going up.
No, that's a great point, and I would agree with you. It just, I mean, what is the last figures? We're spending like $2 billion a day on our interest on our debt. I mean, spending like that, Dr. Goss, I don't foresee how that is sustainable. And I think a lot of folks don't see how that is sustainable.
It is not sustainable. And as you said, interest on the debt that we've acquired, $35 trillion almost, and that's exceeding the defense budget. We're going to be spending more there than on the defense side.
It is quite staggering, quite staggering. Well, we really appreciate the time today. I know folks, again, can learn more, creighton.edu/economic outlook. With that, Dr. Erdogan, Creighton University, Thanks for joining us again here on Agriculture of America. We will get you back on the show again real soon, sir. Thanks so much.
Always good to be with you, Jesse. Thanks.
Dr. Ertie Goss there with Creighton University. And again, the overall health of that Midwest economy, and looking at both the ag side, the Rural Main Street Index, as well as that business conditions, the manufacturing side, just some interesting things there. But again, that overall inflationary environment here across the country is going to continue to weigh on things. And to our kind of last points there, I'll reiterate it again. I don't know how it's sustainable here with the amount of money that the federal government is spending. I hope we can find some answers and get some things under control. I'm not an expert on this. That's why we have folks like Dr. Goss here on the show. But common sense tells me we got to do something. All right, coming up next here on AOA, brought to you by SEDEX. We're going to talk aviation safety and drones with Andrew Moore from the National Agricultural Aviation Association. We'll be back with more on AOA, brought to you by SEDEX Premium Diesel, on the way right after this.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Cody Lee, a crop protection and adjuvants expert with CHS, will discuss the benefits of choosing the right adjuvants. Cody, why are adjuvants an important part of a crop protection plan?
Adjuvants are substances that are going to, when added to a tank mix, going to enhance the performance or physical properties of a tank mix. What that means to me is adjuvants are helping us get more of our pesticides to where they need to be, right? Making sure they're preventing that droplet dryout, making sure we're getting adequate coverage on our different pests we're trying to control.
Well, what type of adjuvants are available and why can the right choice make or break a tank mix?
There are all kinds of adjuvants out there. For simplicity, I'd characterize them as being either surfactant, something that's going to spread and wet, an oil, something that's going to break down that cuticle, a water conditioner to basically condition our hard water that we have, or some sort of all-in-one product or drift control agent. Deciding which adjuvant, though, can be kind of tricky. So to me, growers have to prioritize what their goals actually are. What is your goal for crop safety versus weed control? And then the other one is, what is our actual target or objective of this tank mix?
How can adjuvants help optimize the return on a producer's crop protection investment?
Adjuvants can help us maximize our ROI by controlling pests. So what those pests are doing, they're actively out there robbing our yield, whether it's insects constantly feeding, diseases that are slowly killing our crops, or weeds that are constantly out there competing for space, sunlight, moisture, even our nutrition that we put down. By not controlling those, they're constantly bringing down our potential yield.
Well, where could farmers learn more about adjuvants and crop protection strategies?
Agronomy is kind of in the business of relationships, so go and find that trusted agronomist. And if they don't have the answer, I'm sure they can point you in the right direction.
Thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts or visit Cenex.com for more information. Joining us now here on the program, he is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Agricultural Aviation Association. Andrew Moore is with us here today on the program. Andrew, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm just living the dream, Jesse. Great to be with you.
Thank you for the time. Let's talk safety for agricultural aircraft here as we get into planting and the growing season. And I know a lot more usage of drones here in agriculture as the years keep moving forward. And so I know you guys have come out and really urged folks to be a little more cautious and be aware of their surroundings here if they're, you know, flying drones and have low flying aircraft going around their fields, et cetera. I mean, talk about this a little bit for us, Andrew.
Yeah, sure thing. Just to paint the picture, aerial application accounts for 127 million acres of cropland each year. They're treating, whether it's fertilizer or seeding or pesticides to grow a healthy crop. We are in the midst of the 2024 season now, and we got 127 million acres to treat, which is about close to a third of the cropland. And that doesn't include another 5.1 million acres for forests and 7.9 million acres for pasture and rangeland, doing cover crop works towards the end of the season. So a lot of ground to cover. We have probably around 3,000 aircraft in our fleets in the U.S. to do that work. And at the same time, we're seeing a very big growth of UAS or drones. UAS are uncrewed aircraft systems or drones in the airspace as well, sharing that airspace. Because when we make an application, we're just 10 feet off the ground for a liquid application and about 40 feet off the ground for a seed or fertilizer dry application. So we'll be sharing the airspace with drones. And right now we're seeing the FAA predicts or estimates there's about 864,000 drones registered with them. So obviously they'll be in some urban areas and other areas too, but a lot are being used, as you know, for aerial imaging and for doing aerial application work as well. So we're all in that low altitude airspace. And, you know, when we're ferrying, we're probably ferrying only between meeting when we're traveling from a landing strip or and takeoff and landing strip to the field. We're about 500 feet, then we have to come down to that 10 to 40 foot level. So we'll be sharing that airspace. So airspace safety is paramount and important to us, our aviation safety. So we're urging the uncrewed aircraft folks to just keep an eye out for us for manned aircraft, because it's very difficult for a manned aircraft to see drones. There's been studies done where 90% of the time they can't even spot a drone when they know one's out there. And if they can spot it at 10% of the time, roughly, they can't track it because it's much smaller and obviously manned aircraft for doing aerial application work. They have their focus on making sure they're making a nicely painted application and looking for other obstacles like towers and trees and wires and so forth. So for a drone to give the right of way to the manned aircraft is of utmost importance, and it's the law, but also to equip with strobe lights, flashing lights, fluorescent paint, and also detect and avoid systems like ADS-B, where they can track other aircraft, such as our manned aircraft, that are equipped with ADS-B, that, so they'll know where they are, and hence can avoid them, and whether they land and wait till it's clear from the manned aircraft or not. That's important, too. We also have on our website, which is agaviation.org or agaviation.org. At the top of the page, there's a find an aerial applicator cell that you can go to and just put in your zip code and maybe find a manned aerial application operation that's an Interplay member that's near you, so you can be in communication with that operation and coordinate better. So those are some of the things we're promoting. And the FAA its annual Drone Safety Awareness Day was last Saturday, so they're promoting awareness to make sure drones are aware of manned aircraft and operating safely as well.
Well, Andrew, and of course, you know, with the rise in the use of drones, we know there's a lot of room in the space here for drone use, especially for some of those hard to reach areas of a field where maybe a plane or a helicopter can't get to easily or safely. But just with the rise in the use of drones, of course, to all of your great points, it comes down to awareness and making sure you pay attention so we don't have any sort of accidents or tragedies happen in the field, right?
Exactly. And you hit the nail on the head there, Jesse. You know, we're seeing more and more of our operators incorporating drones into their operations to treat those difficult to reach areas where, you know, it might be too tight to get in a manned aircraft, whether it's a helicopter or a fixed wing, might be an area that's heavily trafficked with trees or heavily trafficked with wires and towers. So they're bringing in and becoming hybrid operations to treat some of those areas and really augmenting their own safety. Also, maybe using the drones to do some aerial imaging work, which helps to develop those maps for those digital maps that are useful for prescribed or precision ag applications. We're actually seeing just solely drone operations that are becoming members of our associations, too. And it's kind of a complementary service, not a competitive service, what we're seeing.
Well, Andrew, great stuff. Final thoughts before we run out of time and let you go here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we all want to ensure the longevity of the aerial application industry because it's so important in terms of its speed, that it can treat the field to eradicate the pest, and also it can treat areas that can't be treated by terrestrial applications. It's not harmful to the crop because it's sprayed above it and not within it and compacting soil or so forth. So all very important reasons to apply by air, and we want to make sure it's safe and efficacious, so no accidents, so that we're all safe and come home to our families at the end of the day.
Well, again, learn more at agaviation.org. With that, the CEO of the National Agricultural Aviation Association, Andrew Moore. Andrew, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Likewise, Jesse.
With that, we're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.com.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify. Even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify.